Willie Bibb certainly recognizes the oral health, overall health connection now. He grew up chewing tar for teeth cleanings rather than going to the dentist. 3 decades later, he's missing 7 teeth in the front of his mouth that rotted over the years. The teeth he does have left are weak and loose. Bibb says he wishes he knew years ago the importance of keeping his teeth, mouth, and gums healthy.
I was 213 pounds about a month ago. I'm down to 187. My mouth hurts so bad that I can't really chew on anything. I'm having headaches right now as I talk to you. I'm having infections in my ears. I'm having, you call them abscesses, to where you get the boils inside your mouth. All of this affects me to the point where when boils burst, and if you can't get them soaked up and you happen to swallow some of the inflammation, it makes you sick of the stomach and really, really causes you to be nauseous.
Mary Emmons is co-director of the dental hygienist program at Parkland Community College. She says abscesses like Bibb's can lead to even more serious problems.
If it hadn't leaked out into the mouth, it could have progressed into the bone, causing a very, very bad systemic infection. So we have situations like that a lot, that people are not getting the care they need for the dental health, and it's going to affect their total health.
Unfortunately, though, many wait until it's too late before they realize the importance of caring for their teeth. Dr. Caswell Evans was the executive director of the Surgeon General's report that publicized the link between dental and overall health. Doctors have studied the association between diabetes and periodontal disease. Oral and pharyngeal cancers are the 7th most prevalent cancers in the United States. They're very disfiguring and have a high mortality rate. Still, Evans says the connection between dental health and overall well-being affects more than just physical health.
They don't think of oral health in terms of being a smile, how one is viewed by others, one's self-perception of self, one's appearance, which transcends also into promotability, certainly in service-related positions, hiring and promotion.
Bibb's has earned his GED and taken classes at Parkland College, and he has his heart set on doing something where he gets to directly deal with the public. Public relations, maybe sales. But when's the last time you were served dinner by a toothless waiter or bought a cell phone or a car from a salesman with a mouth infection so bad the odor couldn't be covered up?
I've been on job interviews to where they would take the application and they would read the application, and as long as they hadn't seen me face to face, they were happy about the qualifications that I had. I've interviewed for jobs for public relations, for sales management, for just public jobs. If you have a smile, you can get a job as a busser, as a bartender, as a head cook or something. But if you don't have that smile, that radiant smile, you get jobs like dishwasher, you know, bathroom porter and stuff.
Bibb's is looking into getting his teeth fixed in the hope of getting a job, lessening his intense pain, and making his life better. He says if he could afford it, he would have a dentist remove the remainder of his loose and rotting teeth and fit him for dentures. For Smile Healthy, I'm Allie Kaywa.